Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. It's me and Gavin. Wally's out of town, but we have the one, the only, what the women have been craving, what the men want to be. The one, the only, producer Zach.
Hey, the one the women want.
I don't know. I'm making stuff up, honestly.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Banger intro.
Right. Right. But when I posted this on our potty group telling people that Zach was coming in for an aftercast, so many people were like, oh, we're going to get to hear that laugh again.
Some people were like, who's he?
No, they were not. They love your laugh.
The OGs know.
Yeah. I was going to ask, how long was it that you were on the show for? How many years?
2007 through 2019
is when I showed up.
19? Yeah, that sounds right.
Whoa. Okay, so 12 years? No, I'm not doing that right. No.
That sounds right.
Maybe?
Yeah. It was 12 years. On my farewell show, Wally kept saying it was 13, and I was trying so hard not to correct him.
He's good with numbers.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I decided, since I knew you were coming in, you know, I do this bit on our show called Here's How Betty Hears the Show, and I have had packed away some little tidbits of moments when you were on the show.
Oh, gosh.
And I wanted to play them. I wanted to make a Here's How Betty Hears the Show exclusively for this aftercast. This is all Zach moments. And when you say correcting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, a little forecasting. All right, we're good.
Here we go.
Those are the kind of things I used to study as a kid instead of playing with friends. I had my Guinness Book of World Records, and I flipped through it constantly trying to memorize everything.
Zach loves this song.
I'm so ready for Christmas. Because you're probably using fossil fuels to heat the oil. So.
I can't. Just for once.
It's bad science.
It doesn't matter. Just enjoy it. Have a deep fried Twinkie.
Why do you care?
I singed an eyebrow once smelling a candle too closely. Interestingly or not interestingly, 33% of presidents have been left-handed.
Really?
We don't care.
Yeah, song number two.
No. Do you remember that?
That's a spit take.
Because you don't care. The Kelvin is just like 273 minus Celsius.
I knew that.
Because absolute zero. Never, I read a whole article on how the FDA requirements for pumpkin aren't very strict, and so it's mostly
really
a squash. It's not a pumpkin. Sorry.
Fascinating.
I know, isn't it?
Well,
is it?
There's 30 frames per second, or 24. Thank you, Zach. That's all, folks.
Oh gosh, wow. You're fact checking.
What an annoying person.
And, like, I assume that's a you thing outside of the show.
Yeah, and to be clear, I was talking about Wally being wrong all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Not you.
No, I'm a needed force. No, that's super annoying.
That's not annoying.
It's not annoying. It was you, that's for sure. I want to first apologize, because I didn't realize how much of a jerk I was to you. Because I was we don't care! but yeah, the part where you did the spit take, so there was something going on where you and Wally were laughing about adding jingle bells, and it automatically makes all songs sound Christmassy.
True.
And I think that you didn't know that he was going to do that, and then he plays it, and you had just drank some water, and you did a spit take that went across the whole studio. It hit my computer screen. It went all over me. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Oh,
it's amazing how little, like even some of the stories I told on that about sending you I don't even remember that.
You don't?
No. I neither remember sharing that story or the story that's based upon.
Wow.
It's just maybe like the impact of 12 years of doing things.
Yeah.
I mean, like getting in here and doing something like every single day for 4 to 5 hours, like I can 100% see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like there's half the stuff that I remember saying at the beginning of when I showed up here that I would be flabbergasted to hear me say now.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure if someone is a daily journaler, if they go back to 10 years ago, they'd be like, what? I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. So tell us, have you learned anything new? Any fact checks that you'd like to share with everyone? I apologized, and now I'm going to give you the space to share a fact.
No, I try not to fact check as much anymore.
Oh, that's good growth.
Really?
Is
this because your wife or your daughter got mad at you, or?
No, I feel like I've moved on, and that's not what is needed anymore. And Wally also triggers it, because, like, I get, my fact checking gets triggered the more confident and the more wrong someone is.
Oh, 100%.
And so he is just extreme on both.
Oh,
because he always says that he'll, even if he's wrong, he'll, you know, go into the bit 100% committed.
Right. If someone's wrong, but they're like, I'm not sure, I think it, like, I'm not going to fact check them.
Sure.
But when they're fully confident and fully wrong,
I have just told him this thousands of times on the Aftercast, on the podcast. I've said, it doesn't matter if you think you know it or not. Whether you do or not, you go into it with full confidence.
And it's what makes him amazing at his
job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure.
Because when he's, you know, when he's right and when he's, in the ballpark of sanity, like,
I mean,
it is.
I remember that time,
That one time he was right? Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
So, you've not been here long enough.
Yeah. So tell me, what was, if you could think of your favorite moment, do you have a favorite moment from the show? I mean, 12 years.
12 years is a long time.
Or that one memory?
The overall thing that I miss is just talking about stuff and being able to laugh and talk about things that are important. Mm-hmm. And like, I liked that we could go back and forth between serious and funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have a singular memory that sticks out. It would probably just be something that we've made a video of that I could remember.
Mentally in my head, I could picture moving on from like this type of job and then going into something else. And like, you're just never going to be able to reclaim the same general, like, I guess, aura that, you know, doing this for 4 hours a day can feel like.
Yeah, no one gets to sit around and talk about current events and things going on in your life with friends for 4 hours a day. Like, like there's no space for
that.
They
have podcasts.
Right.
Yeah, they do. They have a podcast. Right. Well, tell everybody what you're doing now. And because the great thing is, and I think we've said this before, that Zach is still with us. He is not dead and gone up to be with the Lord.
It's been a good five-year joke.
We still see him all the time. He just works upstairs, but he's doing something completely different.
Yeah, I still do regret. I wanted the last episode to be like killing me off of the show and coming up with really funny ways that I would have been killed off.
Of course.
Anyway, yeah, so now I my job is to help the digital team take the content that's made on air and otherwise and distribute it to the world and help grow in the digital space.
Yeah, he's a lot more involved in like the podcast and the Aftercast side of things, right? Digital side?
I mean, I don't touch what you guys do.
No.
Oh, no.
Just in the world of podcasts.
Like apps and websites and social media and video and all that stuff. Email, texting.
Now, do you miss the getting up at 3 a.m. or whatever it was?
I absolutely not. I do miss the traffic at that time. Like,
oh, yeah, because there was no.
Like, I used to get, it used to take me 18 minutes, and now it takes me about 35 minutes every day.
Yeah.
Or an hour. Like, it can get really bad. I miss that. I miss the great traffic. I miss being done with the day at like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that was pretty sweet.
Well, and you started with Wally when he was doing afternoons with Total Access.
Nights.
Yeah. And so do you miss that?
That was a hard shift. Like we'd get here at like 1 p.m. and leave 10 or 11.
That's
every
the
night.
The inverse of this like morning show job does not sound fun at all. And it's not conducive to any. Socializing during the week.
My job now is so much easier than my job then was. I mean, we had four artists in every week. Every day you had someone in, it was just...
That Wally describes the initial stuff, there's a part of him that when I hear him talk about those old days, they sound exhausting, but I think he also still, in a weird way, misses the absolute intensity of it, just because...
Yeah, because
there's something about
intense.
That. Yeah. But you can only do that a certain life...
Yeah, for a certain amount of time.
Certain period in your life.
Right, you didn't have Anna.
I didn't have Anna.
Good point.
Yeah, had a lot more energy.
Yeah.
I had a lot more ambition, had to prove more things.
Yeah, you know, now you're like, I've earned my keep from here.
When I was first hired, they were paying me nothing, and Wally was like, we're not going to be able to keep him, and they were like... Well, if he doesn't work, like if he has to leave, you just find another one. Like at that time, the producer role was just a very like entry level kind of thing.
Sure.
So I constantly felt a need to prove that I had more to contribute, that I wasn't replaceable.
You were here for a long time.
Yeah. I will say one of the things that Wally said about you that he misses, among many things, but he said, I miss that Zach, Wally would say, I'm the face of the bad character. But ultimately, Zach is the one that's leading the way. Because he would say something would happen, and you would be like, "Wouldn't it be funny if you did A, B, and C?"
Because I don't have the guts to do any of this stuff, but I have.
But he would do it,
right?
And then he got all the heat for it. Like, for instance, the Newsboys. And you would come up with the idea of, wouldn't it be funny if you showed up at their album release party
in a lion costume? Because it was when God's Not Dead, He's Roaring Like a Lion, that song was number one.
You had just said that off the cuff, and then Wally was like, no, that's a great idea. I'm going to do it.
So he showed up in this sweaty lion costume.
Because he has the bravery to do so.
Right.
Yeah.
Not all of us have that bravery.
No. Or the stupidity. Yeah. Am I right?
I do wonder, like, what would have happened if in the era now of like TikTok and where online video is so prevalent, like we would have, those crazy things would have probably scaled better. Then.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was looking through our old Instagram post when you were a part of the show, and there's one.
You'd have had to scroll back so far.
I did.
How did
but
you?
They're pretty funny. Not to brag, but there was one video because you always like to have something to play with, and you're playing now.
Right now,
with
I'm playing
with
that phone cord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which this is like the last coil phone cord, and it's for headphones. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was one where he had gotten you a football or something. Wally had gotten you a football, and you were so excited. And you went outside. It's in the middle. Like, it's still chilly outside because it's in the morning. You go out and you start throwing it up against the building.
Uh-huh.
And it came and it came and hit him back square in the head. And Wally thought it was the funniest thing. And I caught it on video. And then he wanted to put it on loop over.
I do remember that. I do have, I'm on my third, it's called a passback football. It's like a football cut in half. You throw it against a wall and it bounces right back to you. I'm on my third one because I keep like popping them because I got a cannon.
Oh my God.
This guy over here. NFL's calling, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing I would say that I miss is I do not miss, let me tell you this, I do not miss the food that you used to eat when you were on one of those diets.
That was a short, yeah.
And it was like the cereal thing, and then you had a brownie thing, and then it just had a weird diet metallic smell to it.
Right.
I don't miss that.
Yeah.
Yes. But what I do miss...
I thought you were going to say he ate, like... Because that sounds a bummer. I thought you were going to say he came in eating fish at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, no, it was cereal.
Like,
it doesn't sound cereal, but
it smelled like someone took wet cardboard and heated it up.
And tough. I did lose 50 pounds in 2 months, so,
congrats.
You know.
That was pretty amazing.
Let me see you do that, Betty.
Yeah, well,
please,
I'll be dead.
Please don't.
One thing I miss is when we... you could take anything, any topic... and you could turn it into something spiritual. Mm. It was a gift. I remember one time we gave you I said, okay, turn flip-flops into like a sermon. And you said, well, you know, there's where your toes go, there's a fork.
Uh-huh.
And you said,
oh my,
it represents our life. You could take one way and go the right way. You could take the other way and go the wrong way. I am not doing it at all eloquently like you used to. Mm. And I was shocked because how do you do that? Are you still capable of this gift?
I don't know. I haven't tried it in a long time. But I mean, I grew up a pastor's kid, so I've been around sermons and all that stuff for a very long time.
That's true. Okay, so let's get to some questions and comments that the potties have. One of them, of course, is, and we want to know too, give us an update on Sarah, on Anna. Anna is not little anymore. When we used to play the, that's not a good idea.
Right.
She's not that
she's
anymore.
She's 6'4" now,
starting
on the varsity high
she
school.
She passed me up in height like 2 years ago.
She might be.
I know she will. She's varsity.
She's 9 years old and in third
grade.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She's, amazing.
Third grade is interesting because that's, in my head, I can remember third grade.
Right.
So like that's the, first and second grade, I kind of have glimpses. I remember most of third grade.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, even last night, I was with her doing some of her homework, and I'm like, you can do that kind of math now already?
Really?
Like,
wow. Oh, interesting.
We weren't doing that kind of stuff in third grade.
We're talking like fractions or what was third
grade? Fractions and calculating perimeters and all
that. Oh, good.
Like,
no.
Like stuff that I'm like, that was much later.
I remember high school getting there.
Who taught you this?
Smart.
So do you see a little bit of you in her? Like, does she enjoy a lot of the things you enjoy, or is she more like Sarah?
She is a really good combination of us both. She's really showing to be a like really wildly creative kid who likes
to
she just loves to draw. The last 6 months she's become obsessed with Pokemon. And,
I love that.
But most of her time is spent, well, then this is where she's a weird combination. She spends her time either memorizing facts about them from her book or
drawing. Like her dad.
Right? Or drawing them and or making creations, like making Pokeballs or making characters or cards or like.
And Sarah's artsy.
Right. And Sarah's artsy. So it's cool to see her do both sides of that. Yeah. She's like, pick any character in this book. And there's like 700 pages in this book, and I'll flip to it. And she's like, ask me what the evolutions are for any character. And she'll cite them.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, how is it? No. You.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I did love, like, I loved Pokemon back in the day, but I played the games and collected the cards, watched the TV show.
Is she doing all that?
It's fun.
We have not downloaded the game yet because she will become obsessed with it. And so we're putting that off as long as
long as as far as you can put off the playing a game for 4 hours day, that's so not good.
Right. We're collaborating on what the rules will be for it, for her to play the game.
Oh,
it'll be
great.
Things like, you can only play after your homework is done. Mm. You can only play with a parent. You can only play. You can only ask once if you can play. And if we say no, you can't ask. That's her go-to move.
That's a good one.
She'll ask like 15 times for something and just try to wear you out.
Really?
Yeah. And so we're trying to come up with the rules ahead of time and print them out and agree to them.
Wow.
Because I'm very nervous.
Make her sign a contract. And
yeah. Well, because I don't want I don't want more time on a screen. Because like she does watch the Pokemon shows and stuff. Which drive me crazy. Even inside the show, sometimes they'll say Pokemon, Pokemon, Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon.
I'm like, which it like, even on the show, anyway, that's a different rant. But the second we turn the screen off, she turns into a different person, and so I'm like, I don't want more of that. Mm-hmm. So,
does she know that the game exists or no?
Yeah, her friends play it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So she's patiently waiting, or is there a level of
doing well? Okay. She's doing well. Because we put her off for a while because the app on the App Store says 9+. Mm-hmm. And so while she was 8, like we could just say,
you're
not allowed.
Yeah.
But now that she's 9, she's like, oh, I can. Yeah.
So. How did she even find it?
The app?
No, the Pokemon. Pokemon.
One of the big influences, I had a college buddy and his family stay at my house in the fall or in the spring maybe. And they're huge fans, and they brought their binders and were showing her all the cards.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Like that really inspired her, and like she just loves the characters and the
She was really into like dresses, wearing pink and purple
princesses.
And all that stuff. Is she still doing that kind of thing? Or
no? She'll put on a tutu at unnecessary times just to show the flair.
I love that.
She's special.
You're only like, a kid once.
Yeah, I love it when she dresses herself.
That's cute.
And how's she doing in school? She's doing good.
Yeah, she's doing great in all areas except one, and she's, she really, like, turned on this year. Things started connecting. And
Is she thriving, like, socially as well, or is there an element? Because I can remember, at least because I was a kid who moved around a lot, and so I remember, at least in third grade, again, you are kind of nearing that, you know, decade mark, so you're sort of starting to develop a consciousness of security and insecurity.
Right. And you see some of that starting to come up with and even with her observation of friends and stuff. But a couple years ago she joined a Girl Scout troop, and that has been huge for her.
Those cookies.
Yes, thank you. They don't even do Girl Scout stuff. It's really just an excuse to get together.
That's awesome.
Like
that's
several great. Like three of the girls are only children at the same age. So similar in
That's great.
And how they're growing and developing. And so that's been really great for her.
Aww.
Yeah.
She's growing up. Because she was a lot younger when you left the show. Especially when.
Yeah.
I mean,
was it 2018 I left?
19.
So she would have been 4? Yeah.
Still a little baby.
Yeah.
Just a little baby.
Yeah. She's
precious.
Awesome.
All right. Sorry.
Have you, by the way, seen the new Need to Breathe video that got sent around to our email? We're playing a new song by them that's really about a father watching his kids like grow older and move out of the house.
That sounds like a crying.
Don't watch the music video. It's horrendous.
Well,
yes, I did not appreciate that.
I'd seen Bear had made a he was at a concert, and he was talking about the first time that he dropped off his kid at school. And he was saying like the first thing that he thought of when he dropped his kid off at school is like, you're always going to be able to come back to me. Like he was thinking.
Yeah, that's what the song.
He was thinking so far ahead into like their failures and them being able to come back when things get hard.
Yeah.
Do you think about that kind of stuff?
Oh, so much. Like even this weekend we were hiking and she wanted to set up a hammock across a creek. And I didn't have water shoes on. She did. So I'm like, well, if you want to do it, you have to set it up over there. Because I'm all about, like, I want to give her more, I want to push her boundaries. Because she, by nature, would just always be very close to her mom and I and be secure. And so she went across the creek and had to climb up this really steep, muddy hill. And then she saw a spider. And then she started getting her pants attacked by thorns. And she started freaking out. But there was this divide of this creek. And I'm like, you know, obviously I would sprint across the creek to get her, but she was breaking down, like, what's going on? And I'm like, I was like, I want you to know, I will come get you if I need to, but I believe you can overcome and you can make it. And so we talked through strategies, how to get down the hill. Like, I'm like, turn around, face the hill, so your weight's going to get, and then climb down. And like, she was terrified for a minute, but then she overcame, and then she got all the way across the thing, and it was this big victory. But that instinct of, like, oh, my kid's on the other side of a creek crying, like, it was so hard not to sprint, but I'm like, I need her to feel this victory.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That would be tough. You know, Gavin is soon to be a dad.
Yes. I saw another ultrasound today.
Yeah. I'm soaking all this stuff in.
Yeah. So I guess my question would be, what dad advice would you give to him for it being the first one?
Yeah. The kid you have at that age, you'll never have again. Mm-hmm. So soak it up and enjoy it. Like when you have a 1-year-old, like, that's the last time you're having that 1-year-old, you know, like, they're going to keep growing. And it's a different, it's a different person every year, really, you know?
Yeah.
I read something like, when a kid turns 18, you'll have spent 95% of the time you'll spend with that kid in life, which
I've heard that.
So now, you know, Anna's 9. I'm like, we're at halftime.
Yeah. That's a hard number to process.
I'm not okay with that.
Aww.
So do everything you can. Like, and I'm really talking to myself. get rid of the phone as much as you can. It's so hard because my wife and I were talking the other day when Anna was at school, how much we're like, oh man, we just miss her so much. And then she gets home and she's talking at me. And all my brain is thinking is, I wonder what's new on my phone. Like, you have this urge to just pull out a phone, even though, like, I spent the whole day missing her, and then she's there, and the stupid phone is, like, calling my attention.
There's a big dichotomy between the feeling of wanting, because, you know, I've processed it with, let's say, like, my dogs. Like, at home, when I'm with them at home, they feel like sometimes they can be the most annoying things in the world. But then I'll be out and about, and I'll be telling stories, and I'm like, oh, they're so cute, and they're the best. And then I get home, and it just doesn't feel like it's the same. But it's because at home, I just want to be able to shut down. But they are like, oh, this is
let's go.
Sweet. This is the first time we've seen you in, you know, 100 years.
Uh-huh. And that is really hard, like, because you'll get home from work tired, and then it's the start of seeing you that day.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
You live 2 days at that point is what it seems like.
Yeah,
to me.
And, you know, people say, you know, the days are long and the years are short. Sure. That's very much true. Like, especially the beginning, those days are so long. Like, but then just poof, they're gone. So I would also say, take unlimited photos and videos, buy the extra cloud storage, buy the backup stuff. Like, don't let people around you shame you for taking, because, like, that kid is gone. Like, that 1-year old, that 2, like, they're gone. And, like, my favorite app is Google Photos, where I can go in and looking at the old photos and old videos, and with her, like, Anna loves watching her old stuff. And
yeah. There's a great line in Bluey.
Great television show.
Great Australian TV.
Recommend that one. But there's a great line where the dad is having one of those moments when the kids are kind of just misbehaving out in public, and then he cracks open a fortune cookie, and there's a line that says, a kid will never have the chance to be young again.
Yeah.
And to, like, let them enjoy things while they're young, obviously in, you know, safe and controlled environment, per se. But
and that is a hard thing to, like, my daughter is very on the, I'd say, on the young end of her age, where, like, she still has childlike wonder and innocence and naivety, and, like, figuring out how to, like, protect that and prolong that as long as she can, but also bring her up and help her mature and grow into the woman God has her to be.
Well,
but
even, like, you know, your story of solving her own issues instead of being helped every single
time. Right, right. Like, how do you protect the innocence while not babying? Like, that's hard. I don't know the right answer.
Have you thought about A, the driving, and B, the boyfriend?
Yeah, you're about 5 years or 6 years away from, 7 years away from, I guess, the...
30 years away from the dating.
How old does she have to be to start dating?
I'm really not that guy who, like, you can't date my, like,
mm-hmm. No.
No, she won't have a phone till she's 16 probably, mm-hmm. and she's not going to go on dates till she's at least has a phone. I don't know. We haven't really talked about that, but I want her to have relationships and.
She's not talking about boys though, right?
No.
Just Pokemon.
She talks about risky boys.
Risky boys?
What's that?
There's two types of boys. There's risky boys and silly boys.
What?
And she likes the silly boys. The risky boys, I think she's intrigued by him, but she knows to stay away.
Oh, love those bad
leather,
boy.
Leather jackets.
She's like, I want a bad boy, daddy. Man.
I can remember third grade, though, was probably the first year that I ever had a crush on somebody, though.
And they say girls are a year earlier than boys usually on that. Yeah, I don't know. Driving, I'm really hoping by then the prices have come down and self-driving cars are fully autonomous and we don't have to worry about that.
Oh my goodness.
Like, that's my hope. I have 8 years to go on that.
Have you have you heard us talk about the hypothetical Hayden, Wally's hypothetical son that we've made up?
No.
Oh,
wow. Okay, so he's hypothetical. He has blue hair. He paints his nails and he has a not so booming hermit crab business. Okay. Yeah. I love to give Wally hypothetical situations, and mainly just because it shows the difference between how he would treat a son compared to treating a daughter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got Haley, his daughter, and how he wouldn't care if Hayden was homeless on the street and his car couldn't even make it 1 mile. Right. He'd be like, you got to figure it out.
You got to figure it out.
But with Haley, he was like, if she's 6-8 hours away, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive down there and pick her up to make sure she's safe.
Right.
Do you feel like you're trying to what's the, you know, like straddle the line between making sure that she isn't raised as an only child? Like, you don't want her to turn out like an only child.
Oh, because the only children I know,
right?
Yeah,
they're
they
the
terrify
best.
Me.
No, they're the best. Hush your mouth.
No, it's really hard.
It scare me.
Like, I think I'm less interested in solving her immediate problem and more interested in developing her long term, ideally. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't always get carried out. Or sometimes you're tired and lazy and you just, all right, fine, I'll get it for you. Or I'll fix your problem. Like,
yeah.
But in general, I hope to be less about solving her immediate problem and helping her get the skills and strength mm-hmm. and maturity and understanding and wisdom to solve it.
One thing you and Sarah do, I'm wondering if you still do, y'all used to take her to either Goodwill or like Target or somewhere.
Last night.
And you would let her play with the toys, mm-hmm. but the toys stayed there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
still do that?
They're too expensive. No, I'm just kidding.
Some of them are, though.
Most of the time, my wife buys the toys because she resells them online. Oh, uh-huh. Makes ridiculous money.
Oh, I need to get in her
what
line
a good
of business.
Business idea.
Yeah,
like she'll find something for $3 and sell it to some, like, I don't know who these people are that are buying this old, like,
she
little
money?
Toy for $100.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, she's not doing it the volume. Like, it's not like we're making like bank that,
right?
You know, but it's enough to pay for like it's positive income, and it basically like helps her with that desire to shop and to buy stuff.
Oh yeah.
But she makes money at it. And she has a real desire to like give things purpose again, things that have been like discarded or thrown out. Like, she wants to find them a new home. Like, it's very.
Was this Sarah or?
Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah. Okay.
So Anna now at thrift stores really just wants to hang out in the book section.
Oh,
which is great.
That's not bad. That's so great.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
She was looking at terrifying books last night.
That's right. You told me the other day she's really into dragons,
right? That's mostly been replaced by Pokemon, which is good. The dragon thing was weird. But she still won't watch movies because she's scared by everything. But I'm like, but these books you're looking at are, like, they scare me. Like,
they scare me.
But, yeah, so.
Real quick, does she have Pokemon cards? Has she, like, done the card thing?
She has a 100 or two.
Okay. Those are a good
nothing of value. Oh,
okay. I was gonna say, because those, if you're talking about like holding on to sell someday, those are solid ones to
Every time she gets a pack or new cards, my wife will scan any of the ones that look like they're okay. valuable. And if they're
smart,
worth more than $5 or $10, it's like, okay, we're going to put that over here. Like, you're not just rummaging through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She really just likes the characters and sorting and the colors.
It's awesome.
Like, yeah, trading with people. So,
what would you say is the most recent time that she's gotten away with something? Like, she just looked at you and she was like, Daddy.
Well, most of those are when, like, it's bedtime or something, and she doesn't want. She just can't walk to bed.
She can't walk to bed.
Yeah, she's like, "Daddy, taxi." My leg. I'm too tired.
Aww.
Right.
That's awesome.
And then you
That's
carry
cute.
Her back to bed, and she like falls asleep in your arms, and you put her in bed, and then she starts doing circles around and is all amped up. And, yeah. But Daddy, taxi.
That's cute.
Yeah. And like. Again, like every time you carry her back, you're like, I don't know how much longer. You're nine.
Yeah.
You're getting bigger. I'm getting weaker. Like, at some point, those lines are going to cross, and I won't be able to do this.
She's going to be carrying you to bed.
Right. So I'm trying to, like, even last night, I will always carry you anytime you need it. You know, like,
down
as
the
long
aisle
as
to
I
her
can.
Own wedding.
Yes.
Daddy, my legs
Daddy,
hurt.
Taxi to the front of the aisle, down the aisle.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Emmy. Emmy said, Zach, I miss your fact checking. Mm. There's nobody there to keep the facts straight now. We have talked about this, and that is so true. I mean,
I remember at least
it's
during the
gotten bad.
I remember during the interview process, I remember them, at least Todd at the time, asking, like, are you kind of a facts and figure guy? Like, do you like this kind of stuff? I'm like, no, not really. And they're like, we might have to sculpt that into him. That might need to be a part of the. And it's still, let's not.
Trying to make you into a ginger, Zach.
It's just not what anyone on this show just inherently does anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach did it so well, too. Let's see. Jessica, she said, Zach, I miss hearing you on the show. Hope all is well. My question is, would you vote yes to bring back Cinco de Betty?
Oh.
You
experienced a few of those.
You experienced
yes.
one of the best ones.
Yes, I think I would.
Yeah?
Yeah. Those were good times, although it's hard because, like, you just have to escalate stuff. Like, you can't
but
de-escalate that.
Now that we've taken some time off, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, I'd say
I could
that,
think
I'd
of plenty
that, yeah.
of things that we could do. One of my favorite ideas
it's not that far away.
Is that, you know, men can now, you take this Q-tip and you put wax
no.
on it and you stick the Q-tip
no.
in their nostrils,
no,
okay?
No.
And then
men
you got to jerk
that.
Jerk the Q-tip out of their uh-huh. nostrils and it takes
it doesn't
the nose
hurt
hair
that
out.
Much.
You've done it?
No, I just want you to not do,
do you
it. Just trying to dissuade you because that sounds awful.
But it would be a great Cinco de Betty, right?
It would be. It would be.
Well,
did Wally ever experience pregnancy? Like, did he ever do one of
never
the...
Never did that one, no.
We never hooked up, you know, the
oh,
sensors
no.
to the stomach to...
That would be fun.
I don't know where you buy
about
that.
It. We,
yeah.
we thought about it, but I don't think we could figure it out.
Because he's extreme.
He's so certain his kidney stones are worse than pregnancy. So that would... Like, for science, we should know.
Dude, if we did one of those, though, you might shake out all of his kidney yeah. stones. You might, like, cure his kidneys if you did that to him.
That's very true. What would you say was your favorite Cinco de Betty situation?
I mean, the dog shot collar was so iconic. Like that
yeah.
I feel like that was the peak. Like the waxing one, I didn't need to see him shirtless.
We all say that.
And yet, then the one where he dressed up as a bug and I had the bug zapper.
That was the worst one.
Yeah.
I think we got done with that and all felt bad because it didn't actually hurt that much.
Yeah.
But
I
you're in
it, hurt.
And so you have to like act like it hurts
yeah.
a lot. And none of us liked that. Yeah. That felt like, I don't think that was right.
So you would say that we only had one good one, so we need to redeem the other two.
Yeah. I mean, you need to be careful, though, because if we bring these back, he's going to bring back the need. Like,
retaliation.
What started that was how poorly he treated you.
Right.
And so if you end with, we're bringing this back, he needs to start treating you worse.
Mm, and I don't want that.
So
it is interesting, because I would argue over the last couple years, we definitely have gone down. Like, we've calmed down. The show in general has felt pretty calm from
don't tell Wally.
Oh no, I know, but
but
we don't. There used to be a lot of like either like you know disgusting food
mm-hmm.
or like
right.
funny food
yeah.
or like I was kissing fish in the first few years
oh,
for
yeah.
you know I challenged Gavin and stuff. But
yeah.
like the last couple years have definitely kind of tailed off away from some of the more dumb.
Do you remember the Sipper Shake videos we did with all the WFM people? All the
was that with Sipper the straws sink? And you
it
couldn't
was like
see
blended up food or like raw eggs?
I think it was like if you wasn't it Sipper Sing? Where you sung if you got the song right, you got to.
He got a really bad one. I don't remember what it was, but it was bad.
Like that was fantastic. Yeah, I remember the egg one. And it was just like dripping out and like strings of.
No, thank
so
you.
Gross.
Matthew says, Zach, has it been easier to be successful in your company, I think he means your job upstairs, after unhitching your wagon from Wally?
I mean, that depends how you define success. There's more room and opportunity to grow since I detached from him. But I look back at a lot of the things we innovated on back then, and I'm still really proud of the new things we tried and the continual creation of new things to do. You know,
well, and two, taking this job that you have now gives you more time with your family, and I think ultimately that's what you really wanted, right? No, you're sick of them already. Well,
no, like I mean, I get home later in the day. I don't think that it gives me more time with my family.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Oh, I thought it did.
I don't think so.
I don't know, because the way that if you get home at 5,
right.
I guess put her to bed around 9-ish.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, when she doesn't fight you too hard.
Daddy, taxi! Yeah.
But I know.
10 o'clock is grumpy hour, we tell her. So when the clock strikes 10, we're going to be mean to her.
Sure.
So it's like, you need to get bed before grumpy hour.
That's good.
That's so
we go
funny.
Gremlin mode on you guys at 10. But I get that. Like I think... with this job, the way that my wife and I have scheduled everything out is that she'll drop the kid off at daycare in the morning, and then every day I'm going to be picking them up at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
and then you know,
awesome.
Obviously, at a certain age, they're just going to be you know like unconscious little you know not doing you know not
anything.
Interacting.
They're just potatoes.
I'm just carrying that thing around for a little bit. It'll be great. But from you know 2 to you know my bedtime, which is hopefully 8 some night. Like that's 6 hours.
That's gonna be
of
incredible.
A lot of time. That and Haley won't finish her day up until you know 3 or 4. So I'll have I'll have a good amount of just solo time with our kid at first.
Like I do like that I'm home when she wakes up and when she goes to bed. Like those are special times. A lot of times.
Absolutely.
Although like the waking up we're doing later and later. And like all right, you got 5 minutes. You're getting in the car. Let's go. So
bless her. Katie, she said, Zach, what do you think of Betty's witch doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Carly.
You've seen some of the stuff I've been having to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Sarah, your wife is into all natural things too, right?
Yes, very much so.
So, I mean, it's not too crazy.
No.
It's like a different avenue. It's almost a similar avenue compared to people who go and eat. You know, specified protein bars or specified meals to help their bodies.
One thing that she does that Wally can't get past is that she'll test you for things that you're low in. Mm-hmm. And so she'll make you stick your index finger in your ear, and she'll make you turn to the left or the right. And then you got to lift a leg up or lift a leg down. She pushes on it. And somehow that tells her what I'm deficient in.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound crazy to you?
I think it is great for all of those things to be plan A. Like, I think our country, I think as a society, we'd generally be healthier if that stuff was plan A instead of just a new prescription for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely angled that way. My timeline for how long I can tolerate something until it gets remedied with natural stuff is a lot shorter than a lot of natural people. Like, a lot of natural people, like, it's ride or die. I'm doing... you know, this, you know, whatever, this tincture or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my plan A, B, and C. And if that doesn't work, I'm just going to be miserable because I'm not going to take an aspirin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my time was much shorter of like, try it. If you don't feel better in a couple of days, let's
go to actual doctor.
Let's go a different route. Because I think there's validity to all of it. And there's times you need this and times you need that. But yeah.
Have you ever gone to a holistic doctor before?
I've not. Our current doctor is like bent that way, so they they have both a holistic side and a normal side. But so they're like, my wife was sick for like 3 or 4 weeks, and they really did not want to give her an antibiotic because they're just like that's kind of last resort for them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it I think a lot of that stuff often is better and right, but not always. Like my daughter was sick the week before Christmas, and we tried to do some of the natural things and blah, blah, blah. Eventually had to text our doctor on Christmas Day, and he gave us a breathing treatment to do to help her, and she just wasn't getting better. Finally went in for an appointment 2 days after Christmas, and long story short, they're like, okay, you need to go to the ER.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. Longer story short, found out a couple days later she had walking pneumonia and could only be treated with antibiotics and steroids and in a hospital setting with constant monitoring. We're in the hospital for 5 days, you know.
Right.
It's the kind of thing that there are avenues with which natural stuff, I think, makes sense. If you're, you know, talking about like dealing with like tiredness or dealing with, you know, inflammation.
Yeah.
You're dealing with stuff like that. Yeah, like there probably are good natural ways to like help yourself, whether it is focusing on sleep or doing certain.
For example, this is a story that you told us back when Sarah was pregnant with Anna. You said that y'all went to the hospital and you were doing the tour or something, and that there was this hippy dippy couple that was with you. Do you remember this?
No.
And they, you don't remember it. And now I'm wondering if any stories you tell are like fake or lies.
I make them up on the spot, so I can't remember.
So you said that there was this hippy dippy couple that was with you on this tour, and the guy asked the person that was giving y'all the tour, hey, do we bring our own coolers or do you provide them if we want to eat the placenta? And you were shook to your core. Do you not remember this?
I remember
you told me
people
this.
Eating placenta. Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyways,
that story.
That's a whole. Well, it happened to you. If it did happen to you.
I know the placenta thing is a whole thing, and
that's like, holistic.
I think my sister has done that.
Oh, someone asked if we were considering that, and it's just 0% chance.
Yeah.
That sounds like good for them. Good for people who choose that.
And I think a lot of that natural stuff is better for maintaining health. I think a lot of it's less about fixing a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more we try to proactively be healthy instead of just treating the sickness, I'm all for that stuff.
Like a house is better, you know, is better every single day if you take care of certain things every single day, like cleaning,
chores. Fast food this morning.
But if, you know, if my fridge or my HVAC is broken, I'm not going to necessarily not call the person who's really specified to solve the situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But a path towards healthfulness instead of just not sickness is, I think, better.
Mm-hmm.
Proactive versus reactive.
Yeah.
One last question before we let you go. What advice would you give to Gavin when Haley goes into labor?
Oh, yeah.
You've been in that situation. What is the best thing he can do to support his wife? Is it to bring in chips and salsa while she can't eat anything?
Oh, yeah.
I will say one thing that we have it's planned for our friends who are having a kid next month, and then something we have planned for us now is that there's the post-pregnancy meal, which features a lot of the stuff that she hasn't been able to have for the last 4 months. So there's a sushi buffet. There's going to be some queso.
She can have deli meat.
There's going to be deli. Like, she's going to have caffeine. There's a lot of stuff that we have prepped for the after.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
whether you can do that immediately or not,
I know,
will kind of depend if
she's breastfeeding or not.
Yeah.
If she is, well, then she can't.
Yeah.
Ooh, think about it.
We can move on from breastfeeding related stuff.
That's how Jesus made you.
No, I mean, I would advise to have your go bag packed a month or two beforehand.
To get ready for the car.
Because it'll all go way faster. There'll be sprints and then there'll be long times where you're waiting and not useful. take it in, take photos, be there to
vlog it.
You know.
Morning, everyone. We are having
our
kid.
We're live here at the hospital.
We're live. Honey, how you feeling?
Oh, gosh. Well, Zach, I'm so glad that this worked out.
Yeah.
And we're actually, tomorrow, we're going to do another aftercast. We're going to have Becca.
That's awesome.
So we're going to hear her stories. I'm asking the pod. If you've got a question or a comment for Becca, join our Facebook group. The link is going to be in the description of this aftercast. And you can join there and comment on what you would like for us to ask her or tell her. Thank you for doing
this.
Hopefully we can do this again when Wally's in town, but I know it'll just end up being a bro, you know. thing, and y'all are just going to end up crying and wanting to hug.
It's going
to
be like all of our talent sessions with our talent coach.
Yes.
All they do is talk about the good old days.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I'm sorry. That's got to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Good
no,
times.
I'm happy to join anytime. Yeah, this was fun.
Well, we'll let you know next time we need you.
All right.
Oh, do you want to say thanks for being a part of
it? Oh, yeah, you should. That's how we always sign off.
Oh, okay.
And as always.
As always, thanks for being a potty.
Give them a laugh. Give them that laugh they want.
That was fake.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.